What are some of the current trends in drug cultivation and production that you were speaking about to member states?
Yes, although illicit cultivation of coke and opium is now limited to a few countries, which seems to be a good news. But the bad news is that, unfortunately, production level remained high. Between 1998 and 2009, global production of opium rose almost 80%. As far as the cocaine production, it is also increasing. Recently, in Afghanistan, there have been a slight decrease in opium cultivation, but also last year in opium production, mostly due to the plant disease that struck the poppy fields in Afghanistan. The latest news again contain positive and negative elements. The good news is that although the prices increased because of low production last year, but not to the extent that we have to expect the huge amount of new production of opium and other opiates and heroin in Afghanistan. But the bad news is that, unfortunately, cultivation is spreading. As before, we've been very proud to count 20 provinces of Afghanistan as poppy-free. Now they will be less, maybe 16. And some provinces in the areas like north and east, which were considered before as more stable and more resistant to poppy cultivation, there have been informations about new plantations of poppy in these provinces.
You spoke there about Afghanistan. Another area where UNODC is working is in West Africa. What are you doing there?
West Africa is an important priority for UNODC. West Africa, due to its geographical position, but also political situation in this part of Africa, where we have the least developed, but also conflict-ridden countries, has become a major hub in drug trafficking, in cocaine trade, from Central America to Europe through West Africa. The absence of border control, the corruption, other forms of organized crime made this area very, very vulnerable. As a first stage, we started already to implement a pilot program within this regional program with the West Africa Coast Initiative, WASI, and we started already to implement this program in Guinea-Bissau, and we plan to start operating in other partners, country partners to this initiative, such as Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea-Conakry.
Lastly, another issue on the agenda for CND is the availability of narcotic drugs for medical purposes. Why is this an important issue?
International drug control regime is intended to guarantee the availability of controlled substances for medical purposes, which is essential to public health. WHO estimates that every year tens of millions of people with such serious diseases as cancer, AIDS, and other seriously wounded needlessly suffer from pain and even die because they do not have access to these controlled medications. Still a lot of work needs to be done to achieve a true balance between ensuring availability and preventing diversion of these controlled medicines for other purposes rather than to help suffering people.